Canadian government has released a new food guide, the first since 2007. This one basically says, eat plants. And if you want to join in that discussion, a great place to go would be the BC Save Movement expressing themselves at Compassion Con 2019. There will be reps from local save groups, Vancouver Chicken Save, Langley Pig Save, Surrey Chicken Save, Tri-Cities Animal Save, Vancouver Fur Animal Save, and at this event, which has been inspired by the recent Veg Fest at Capilano University, this will be held at Kwantlen Polytechnic University in Surrey, and it's 100% vegan. There will be all kinds of vendors and speakers, and everybody's welcome. There's no fee, and it'll be inside in the conference center on Thursday today, 11 till 4:30. Tonight in Victoria, workable solutions to the climate crisis, with speakers from the Canadian Union of Postal Workers, LEAP Victoria, BC Sustainable Energy Association, and the Victoria Chapter Council of Canadians. It's actually their annual general meeting from 6:30 till 7. Everybody's welcome to that. Or you can go and hear these speakers starting at 7 at 932 Balmoral Road in Victoria. Also tonight, Our Living Oceans at the University, joining the BC Green Party's Oak Bay Gordon Head Riding Association and the UVic Greens for a fundraising event in the Human and Social Development Building Room A240, starting at 7 o'clock tonight until 9 o'clock. In Vancouver tomorrow, Friday, U.S.-Canada NATO hands off the Middle East, an anti-war rally at the Vancouver Art Gallery, Robson and Howe Street in downtown Vancouver, starting at 5 o'clock. And in Victoria on Friday, Climate Justice in a Time of Climate Emergency. This is the Cafe Simpatico monthly event. The special guest will be Better Transit Alliance, and with music from folk musician Bobby Arbess. Starting at 7, it's an opportunity to talk about the climate emergency that we are living within, looking at the changes that are happening in the world within the interior of BC, experiencing a seemingly unending series of unprecedented floods and fires, looking at the Central American migrants fleeing problems including crop failures and poverty that are exacerbated by climate change. So Friday night, 7 till 9 at Cafe Simpatico in Fernwood, 1923 Fernwood, I believe is the address. On Saturday, and also I wanted to mention that the proceeds from the Cafe Simpatico climate event will be donated to the Wet'suwet'en groups fighting to stop the coastal gas-linked fracked gas pipeline in northern BC. If anybody's in Ottawa, there's a Wet'suwet'en benefit concert happening on Saturday at Barrymore's with various musicians Saturday night. I thought that was pretty interesting, and the proceeds going to the Wet'suwet'en. On Monday in Vancouver, remembering the Quebec City Mosque shooting. It will be 2 years since 6 worshippers were gunned down at the Islamic Cultural Center of Quebec City, and 5 others severely injured. There will be an anniversary event with a community discussion at the Vancouver Public Library Monday from 6 till 9. Sunday in Vancouver, a nut-based cheese making workshop hosted by Rooted Nutrition, learning how to make authentic homemade cheeses without dairy, fermented cheeses, fresh, soft, and hard dairy based on nut seeds and grains. And this is a workshop you can check online for nut-based cheese making in Vancouver. Tuesday at Simon Fraser University's Socialist Organizing and Campus Activism. University campuses have long been an important arena for radical ideas, youth movements, and activist organizing. This is an opportunity to meet on how to organize on campus and to relate radical theory to the actual problems and potential solutions that we're all dealing with. Simon Fraser University, the room hasn't been posted yet. You can check out online. It's Tuesday night, Socialist Organizing and Campus Activism. In Victoria, on Wednesday next week, Black History Month launch reception, February being Black History Month, hosted by the BC Black History Awareness Society at Victoria City Hall, a reception that is by invitation. They want you to RSVP online, I guess. Go to City Hall, I'll probably be there, or Facebook. It's Wednesday night at 6. And then, Chris, the Victoria Film Festival is starting up. It's a wonderful festival. They have some amazing films every year, and I'll be doing some writing some short reviews of that as well again this year. And I would invite everybody to check out the website and investigate the passes and gift certificates, and because a lot of the films sell out. So if you see something you really like, it's a good idea to go to victoriafilmfestival.com now. The festival starts on February 1st and runs through till February 10th. Thanks, Chris. That's all I got for this week.